We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. Talk to Mishnah. Masru loy zikeinim mezikney bezdin. We are continuing now the preparation of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, for Yom HaKadosh, and we had that he separated him for 7 days, and all 7 days he trained him into different avodas. So now we are going now to Erev Yom Kippur. But first we'll talk about another thing he did every single day, and that is that they read him the parasha of Achrei Mois. Moshe lo yizikein in mezikdei bezdin, the current upon of v'seidah hayoyim. The bezdin appointed two appointees from the bezdin, and they sent those two appointees to the Kohen Gadol. V'ayimru lo yishu Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, kara ata v'ficha. Read the parasha. Shema shechachta, maybe you forgot. Or shema le'lamata, maybe you didn't learn it. And we'll see the Gemara. How can it be the Kohen Gadol, who's the Gadol Hadar, he didn't learn it? But we'll see. So that's why he reads the parasha of Achrei Mois in that week. So Rashi says this happens every 7 days. He actually reads the parasha. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, and Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, Ma'avidim Oysa v'shar Mizrach, they bring him to the east gate, Shari Nikna. Ma'avidim Lefanov, Pashas mean Shari Nikna, so what I mean? Unless it means the Shar Mizrach of not the Azara, maybe it means of the Aznoshim or the Harbais. Mavir the fall of Parim and Elam Mikvasim. And they bring in front of him the Parim and the Elam Mikvasim. These are different animals used for carbon. Par is used, it says, Vizoyz Yavi Aaron, El Akarish, Par and Bakar, Lachatos, that's a par. Va'ayel Echal Oilo is the Ayel, and Kvasim is they use for the Musaf, for the Tamid. In order that he should recognize the different kabbanas and remember the different avodas he has to do. All 7 days he had whatever he wanted to eat. But Erev Yom Kippur, as he got towards the evening, he didn't let him eat a lot. Because eating too much makes a person drowsy and he can fall asleep. And they didn't want the Kohen Gadol to sleep the whole night. So he shouldn't chas v'shalom see carry. Therefore, he did not go to sleep at all. He should become tamei. He stayed up the whole night. So he don't want to be too tired. So Erev Yom Kippur, we did not give him a lot to eat. So to Gemara, Bishlam, it says that the meiser zikeinim from Zikli Bezdin to read in front of him the parasha of the yom, or tell him to read the parasha of the yom. So how can it be there's no parasha? It says, Shem shachachta, Shem lo yamata. Vishlam Shem shachach lachim. Yachek, it's possible he's forgot. A lot of times the Kohen Gadol was an older person, so it could be he forgot. El Shem lo yamata, be makvina. How can it be he didn't learn? He didn't learn the parasha? So the Gemara, Mirukiki Ragavna, Vatanya, Vakoyen Gadol Me'echav. It says in the Pasik, Vakoyen Gadol Me'echav, he's bigger than his brothers. And the Brisa darshins, Shehei Gadol Me'echav, Vakoyach, he should be stronger than the brothers, and one of the reasons they say is because the avodim kippurim takes a lot of strength. Benoi, it should be nice, beautiful. Bechachma, it has to be smart. Uva oisher, chachma means he's smart and learns, you know, and learning. Uva oisher and a wealth. If he doesn't have money, they give him money to make him into oisher. How do you know that's true? It happens in Gadlum Mishalachav. The brothers themselves, the Kohanim themselves, make him Gadol. They help him become wealthy. What do you see from here in this price? Kohanim Gadol Me'achav means he's bigger, Bekoyach, Benoi, Bechachma. That means he is also, he has more knowledge than his brothers Kohanim. So how could he say he doesn't know the parasha of Achrei Mois? He's supposed to be the biggest Talmud Chacham. Om Rav Yosef Lakasha, Kama Mikdash Rishoin, Kama Mikdash Sheni. In Mikdash Rishoin, the Kohanim Gedolim Tako were the biggest Midicham, and they were Makayim, all these things, Shehei Gadol, Noi, Bechachmo, Vaisha. But Kama Mikdash Sheni. In Mikdash Sheni, it was a little bit corrupt, and there it was possible for someone to purchase the position of a Kuna Gedolim with money. And we have an example, Dom Rav Asi, Tarkova the Dinri, which is three kav of dinner zav. It's a huge amount of dinner zav of gold coins. Ailele Marta bas Maisis liyani Malka to Ukvi Yeshua ben Gamlo bekani Ravvi. Marta bas Maisis was married to someone Yeshua ben Gamlo, and they paid Yanai Hamelech all that money in order to give Yeshua ben Gamlo to position of Kohen Gadol. So you see, they paid a lot of money for the Kuna Gedolah. Now, there's two kashas just that speak out of here. Tosfos already talks about this question, that there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that Yeshua Begamla was responsible for keeping Torah in Klal Yisrael. He established Chadorim, schools for young children, and therefore Yeshua Begamla was Zachla Toiv, was a very chosh of a person. So what in the world is it saying over here that Yeshua Begamla like had to pay his way into Kuna Gedoyla? He was a big gadol. That's the kasha Tosfos Shalom. So Tosfos Shalom's Teretz is that Mekom Hakoyim Hoye Bali Torah Chashuvim Emenu VeRulim Unas Yosef. There were others who were more chashuv, and they should have got the job. Therefore, he had to pay for it. So that's why it was corrupt. Even though he was a chashuvid, but the others were better. But the Ritva says a different Torah. It says Taka, when he got the job, he wasn't such a chash of a person. After he became Kohen Gadol, that is when he grew into his job, and he Taka became a chash of a yid. You see, for me, a lot of times, someone gets a job, and that could help him steig and get bigger and better. And Taka Shuvah Gamla, when he got his job, he wasn't such a chash of a person. But once he went through his whole job, he Taka became one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. That's one Ha'ar. Ha'ar number two is, it says here, they gave money to Yanai HaMelech, that he put Yeshua Gamla as Kohen Gadol. Tosfos asks that in the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, it's Mevuya there that Yanai HaMelech wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. He was the Kohen Gadol. And that's why he killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. So the Tosfos answers that it must have been a different Yanai HaMelech, that the Gemara in Kedushin. I don't know, but I could have answered maybe that there was two. He wasn't the whole time. Yanai HaMelech was a Kohen Gadol part of the time was someone else Kohen Gadol. But for some reason, Tosfos doesn't like the Teretz. What?
No, he wanted to be.
What?
He still brought him anyway.
No, but it sounds like that Yeshua Gamla became the Kohen Gadol. No, but yeah, if it sounds like Yanai HaMelech was the Kohen Gadol in the tradition. So it must have been two things, but Tosfos doesn't say it. Tosfos says it must have been different Yanai HaMelech. So the Gemara Vayta. It says, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, that you bring in front of him the Purim, the Elim, and the Kvasim. Like we spoke about, the Purim is for the Chatos, for him and his fellow Kahanim. The Elim is his Isle, and the Kvasim are like for the Musafim and the Tamid. We're missing one of the kabbalah, the goats, the se'irim. Remember, there was two se'irim, one in Azazel, and one went in the Kodesh HaKadosh in Warsaw. So why didn't you bring in front of him a se'ir, a goat? Every Purim Shachris, like the Gemara Tana, afa se'irim. In the Braisa, it says that they also brought in front of him the se'irim. But Tana my time of Tana se'irim. Why doesn't our Braisa, our Mishnah say, enumerate also se'irim, they brought se'irim in front of him? So Gemara says no, because according to our Mishnah, they did not bring Sirim. Kivin dalcheit ka'asu, since it comes for Avera, it's a chatos, chos daito, he's going to be nervous and he'll be bothered because he's not sure if his tefillah will be mekabel, if the mechila, if having mechila on the Averas. For the Gemara, if he's worried about a chatos, yochi par nami, the par also was bepar bakal chatos. Yeah, alcheit udos, it comes alcheit. And for the Gemara, par, kivin da Allah val achavakarim dos, since the par is coming for him and his fellow Kahanim, but all Chiva Kahanim, he ke'inished Isbe, Milsa, by his fellow Kahanim, if there's something that they did wrong, made the Adla, he knows about it, Umahadle b'tshuva, he can work on it and make sure to do tshuva. But Kuli Yisrael, Gans Klai Yisrael, doesn't have such a connection to all them. Lo Yod, he doesn't know, and therefore, I'm not going to be able to bring them to tshuva. And therefore, we did not bring him a sar, we don't want him to be depressed before Yom Kippur. Amar Avina, that we said that a Kohen Gadol knows what's going on with his fellow Kahanim. Amar Rava, Hainu Damri Inchi, Ibar Achsech Daila Hava, Beshuka Kamele Sachlev. If your nephew is a tax collector, don't go in front of him because he knows you, he's in the family, and he knows exactly what's going on. He knows if you're a tax evader or not. So if your family is in the tax, in the IRS, don't pass him too much. Don't have too much shaykhus to him because he will get you. Because you see here, the Kahanim know, the fellow Kahanim, you know, in the family, you know more what's going on, more of the secrets. Like that's what you see from this Gemara. So the Gemara Vayta says, Kol Shiva Sayyam Loyim Mayinim, but an Erev Yom Kippur, Kaidim Chashaycha, they stopped giving him so much food, so he shouldn't fall asleep. Now the Gemara is going to say, there were other reasons why not to give him certain foods in Erev Yom Kippur. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Nekusaymer, Machilin Oisai, Salsa Subsal. First, say the things we do give him. We give him Salsa Subbates, and we give him different type of cakes or flour with and eggs, Kdela Masmasai, to order that it should loosen up the bladder and whatever, or the stomach, that he should be able to go to the bathroom before Yom Kippur. He shouldn't be busy going to the bathroom on Yom Kippur. Omrulai, Kolshkein, they didn't like this, to give us din. Why? Kolshkein tata miva lechimum. Because this also brings him lechimum, like Rashi says, chimum shall carry, shah slosois ubeitim marbe mesazera. It causes more zera. So he says, not a good idea to give him slosois ubeitim. Tanya, sumchus em shura meyer, eime achilim oisoi le abi. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Not white wine. What's le abi? So these things you don't give him erev yom kippur. Le abi means le esrig, le beitzim, not esrig, not eggs, le yain yosha, not old wine. Which means le esrig, le beitzim, le basa shami, not fatty meat, le yain yosha, an old wine. Now, what's the reason for all these things that you don't give him? Maybe as an under tumah, and so the other foods also. They bring a personal day toma, and therefore they don't give it to them on Erev and Kippur. And a lot of these things are minhagim that are to this day that people don't eat certain things on Erev and Kippur because it can be maybe the day toma, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Tana Rabbanim, Linton and Brisa. There's a toma called a zav. We know there's a toma called a keri that comes medas, and there's something called a zav which is more like a chayli. That makes a person tummy. Now the halach is, if zav comes, if you could be toilet and say that this zav came because you ate too much or you ate the wrong type of foods, it's not metame. That's the halacha. But once he's tummy and he starts shivan akim, so then even though he sees ba'oinis, it does break up the shivan akim. That's the cloud with a zav. So Tana Rabbanan, zav toil leva meichel, a zav that sees ziva. That sees a certain discharge called a ziva. Toilin b'machal. If he ate a lot of food, if he ate a lot, you could toil it in eating a lot. V'chol minim ma'achal. You also could toil it in different minim. If there's certain foods that cause ziva, if he ate that type of food, even though he ate a lot of food, he could also be toil in that. Lozav and pilchasayim v'shem Rabbi Yudim v'mseira. Eim achilim ma'isa. According to Rashi, this means in the May of Shivan Akim, of a zav, don't give him to eat. Like chagvi, like gabim. Like called dvarim via the tumah. Not anything that brings the tumah. What does this mean? Like chagvi, it means like chalav, no milk, like vina, no cheese, like beitzav, like yayin. Or like gabim means may grease him shapul, a certain juice that comes out of beans, a basal shame, no marius from fish. Like call dvarim via the tumah. It says in the brayse, v'chol lo gomer tumah. What's asuy? What's coming to be marba? Lasuy had the tana rabbanon. Chamisha dvarim avinu es dovei tumah. There are five things, five foods that bring a person to tumah. Ve'elohein, what are they? So Gemara Rabbi says, ve'elohein hashum, which is garlic, v'ashachalayim is cress seeds, v'chal gugoyles is purslane, v'abeitzim and eggs, v'agargan is racket plants. So they call a racket plant. These things are not good for zera. They give too much zera, and someone should not eat it when he's a zav. So Tosfos Shanim on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Tosfos Shanim asks, Tema, am I like choshev b'koyin gadol? Why don't we count things by a koyin gadol? We should count these things by koyin gadol also. And Tosfos Shanim answers, v'yashloimar, d'lo yachmiru boy kol kach. They weren't machmir by koyin gadol so much. But l'maisa, a lot of these foods, again, are brought down in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. They're brought down that a person should not eat, and a lot of things are counted there, the chalav and the gvina. These things are counted on Erev Yom Kippur, that a person should not eat them because they are marbe zera. Talk to Gemara Vayte. I think it was next year.